Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, welcome back to PB Mini Bites. What up, PB?
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah, how about you?
I'm good, man.
You were sick.
Yeah, I was sick. But I'm better now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Let's talk leadership.
Okay. You have a interesting topic. Sensitivity.
Yeah.
How sensitive should we be?
Right. Well, not just sensitivity, but also I want to talk about being tough. I want to talk about both. As leaders, the importance of having that right balance, being sensitive about the right things and being tough about the right things. And sometimes I think we get it all wrong. So let me just lay it out real plain. Here's what we want as leaders. We want a soft heart, a sensitive heart, and we want thick skin. We want to be tough, not easily hurt, wounded, and offended. We want a soft heart towards people that doesn't get hard and calloused. So, you know, sometimes I think we get it the opposite. We're thin-skinned. We're easily offended and hurt and wounded as leaders. You know, criticism derails us and all that kind of stuff. And then our hearts towards people are just tough and calloused and maybe been hurt too many times. And so we kind of toughen up, thicken up. And
Yeah. That sounds like a self-preservation.
I think so.
Reaction. It's a human reaction.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I was thinking about this issue, what makes us cry? Is it more our own pain or the pain of others, knowing that someone else is hurting? You know, I think if we're quick to cry because someone said something about me, you know, someone did me wrong, maybe our skin is a little too thin. And if we're not crying about the hurts and wounds of others, maybe our heart's a little too hard.
Right. It's true. You see that. you had years in youth ministry, and I think it's been joked about, but probably true, that the most sensitive person on your staff is the youth pastor. But a bunch of youth pastors worried about themselves. Maybe an immaturity thing.
Yeah. Well, there's something about ministry. We're maybe kind of needy people. We need people to need us and want us and like us and everything else. So I think we're in an industry or field that has some sensitive people in it. But I think that's the reason why we've got to get it right. Whether we're in ministry or in some other area of leadership, we want to have a soft heart when it comes to people, and we want to have some thick skin. Look, the bottom line is we're going to get some rocks thrown at us and somebody not liking a decision that we made. You know, we've got to be able to deal with that. That's going to come in life for sure. And we can't take it all personally. I mean, man, if you do, you're just going to be a basket case or have such a hard heart, just be bitter and angry. And that's really not healthy.
Yeah, I'm listening to you. And my question is, if I find myself today in that spot where maybe I have walled myself up, how do I begin to break out of that? What are some things I can do to, I don't know, to soften up my heart and you know, because if I've had them reversed, how do I change it?
What a great question. I don't know if I have an answer for you. I think often we are thinking about ourselves so much. We've got to get our eyes and mind off of ourselves and think about others, put ourselves in their shoes, empathize, get down there with them and see what's really going on, you know, kind of understand that we're not the only ones that are hurting. And you know, depression is thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to be depressed when you are really focused on helping someone else. Gets your mind off of yourself. Maybe it's a similar concept with hurting or feeling wounded or being really sensitive about what others are saying about you. Get your mind off yourself and start thinking about others. Now, I was thinking about this. We want to be crying not about our own pain, but the pain of others. I think about Jesus, the couple of times that Scripture records him shedding tears. One was when Lazarus died, and you know his sisters were mourning, and Jesus was mourning. And the other time was he wept over Jerusalem, looked over at the city, and cried over the condition of the people. I don't think there's a time where Scripture records Jesus crying about himself, you know? And he went through a lot of stuff, I mean, and knew what he was going to go through. But we don't at least have any recording of that where Jesus sat down and just had a big cry fest about what was going on in his life, you know?
Yeah.
So just kind of wrapping stuff up, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says that we should guard our heart because all the issues of life are flowing from our heart. You know, the heart's a really important part. And guarding our heart, I don't think means making it tough and impenetrable, but I think it means protecting that soft, responsive nature of our heart, making sure that our heart doesn't get hard, making sure that we don't become calloused and bitter. Guard your heart because all the issues of your life are flowing out of that.
So leaders, what makes you cry? That's a good question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love it. What was the right thing just as we wrap up today? It was
soft heart.
Soft hearts.
And thick skin.
Thick skin.
Yep.
All right, man. That's a wrap.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.